This is a Daily Game Addiction for March 25th, 2006, Episode 5.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
And welcome to the Daily Game Addiction. My name is Luke, and it is so glad for you to come here to the Daily Game Addiction. We are looking at the Game Developers Conference being held in San Jose, California. I want to go ahead and first tell you guys, this is the last day of the conference. There were a couple speakers that I could not get to because of the time constraints, but I've got a lot of other stuff that we can get into. So let's go ahead and let's get into our game news. Our first news story, Animal Crossing to be a revolution title. Katsuya Iguchi, creator of the Animal Crossing series, announced at the end of his speech at GDC that Nintendo has a revolution version of Animal Crossing in production. The game will also work with DS versions of the game. Our next news story, winners of the Code Moto competition. Early in the week, I talked about the two-day competition from Motorola, in which developers had to make a game from scratch for a Motorola phone. Well, the winners of the contest was Andrea Doshkovic of Barbaroga, who made a puzzle game named Constructix. Second place went to Jennifer Hruska and Shane Gugliano of Sonic Network, with a rhythm game called Pyrosonics. The judges were so impressed with both games that both teams won the grand prize. Motorola was very happy about the success of the competition. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our speaker notes. The first speaker was Successful Outsourcing on AAA Games by Durva Interactive CEO Reja Rao, Microsoft Game Studio Art Director John Wendell, and Microsoft Business Manager Nick Dimitrov. Many of the developers came early for this event as they learned how to outsource different parts of their game to other areas. All the talk was focused on how Microsoft outsourced Forza materials to other countries. The main ideas were that planning specifically what you would want to outsource is the key. Cars were an example here. Quality assurance was another key in keeping things running smooth. They ended by telling people to be open and never burn bridges. Our next news story was Rules Worth Breaking, with Hal Barwood of Finite Arts and Noah Falstein of The Inspiracy. Hal and Noah are creators of 400 Project, a project to find 400 basic rules or guidelines for the game makers. Though they have only plotted out 100 rules, they talked yesterday on which rules are worth breaking. They talked about why following the rules will help game developers, help them to not get in trouble, and help developers visualize the full game. They ended by saying that even some of the laws were inner contradicting and that they should have rules as ways to help programmers make better games and not constrict them. Our next news story was Murder, Sex, and Censorship by Assemblyman Leland Yee. Leland Yee spoke on how he was able to get the California Violent Game Bill into law. He spoke on how the ESRB has failed to keep kids safe, stating that those involved in government aren't interested in getting deeply involved in how kids are raised. However, we see that the consequences of inappropriate child rearing, and we have a responsibility to protect children. Our next session was GDC Game Design Challenge, the Nobel Peace Prize. This was with Eric Zimmerman, CEO of GameLab, Cliff Blazinski, lead designer for Epic Games Incorporated, Harvey Smith of Studio Creative Director of Midway, and Keita Takahashi from Namco. Eric Zimmerman started the conference off by announcing that last year's winner, Will Wright, has decided not to defend his title in this year's challenge. This left us with three top developers for a chance to win. The topic for the challenge was creating a game that could win the Nobel Peace Prize. Cliff Blazinski came up with the idea of a DS game centered around flash mobs. A flash mob is a joining of people against a cause and doing it in very short time. Harvey Smith came up with the idea of a game that had you trying to keep your family together as your country goes into the brink of war. Keita Takahashi talked on how games show love for one another, and that if we can show that to others, then it would bring peace. After a voting session from the crowd, Cliff Bleszinski took home the crown for his flash mob idea. Our final speaker, and was one of the keynotes at GDC, Will Wright, co-founder of Maxis. Will started the conversation with a discussion on how he prepared for the creation of his next game, Spore. He commented on how his studies of astrobiology and other items helped in getting the ideas for Spore. He told developers why he does research, and why they should too. Four of the reasons were innovation, risk, fun, and deep meanings. He continued his talk on how games could be a vehicle for information sharing and education. He ended by saying that Spore was to remind us how big our universe is. Okay, that's it for GDC. I might have some other items that are coming out of the GDC for my weekly show, the Game Addict Hotline. Please stay for tomorrow so you can actually get to hear that show. Remember, if you have any questions or comments about this show or my other show, please email me at gameacthotline@gmail.com. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley, or subscribe to us at Yahoo Podcast, or become friends with us at Podcast Pickle. Okay, that's going to be it for this week. I will be back with the Daily Game Addiction at E3. Until then, have a good day.